5 minutes to go. 2 points the margin. Hot boy. Carding it up. Game John number two for him. What an event for him to play his second game. And he sprints off here, so his afternoon might be done. Sexton away to Tracy. Runs down the right side. Oh! Sexton. He is on the inside. Comes to the outside to Blake Wilson. Canterbury will take the lead. Wilson scores. Dogs in front. Dogs are barking. The Dogs are howling. This is remarkable. They were down 18-10. They had a man in the sit mid. They've lost a stack of players to injury. And they have taken the lead. Connor Tracy does it again. 4:30 to go. Canterbury 20. Kick will be from in front.
Wow, we knew there was going to be one more play, didn't we? And that man, Connor Tracy, it's the same play they scored with just before. Crichton deep into the line, holds up that Parramatta defence, and then Connor Tracy, too much speed for the sliding defence, runs straight past Arcee. Oh, did he come from out then?
Wilson,
did he come from out of the field then, Wilson?
To the touchline. I don't know.
I want to see that again.
We will need to see that again, Wade. It's not over yet, this game, by any stretch. I still think there could be another twist in this.
Now, Clint Gutherson's going to walk up to the referee as if he thinks the bunker doesn't know what it's doing and doesn't know what to look at here. They're looking at a put-down on the Fox replay, but that doesn't mean that's what the bunker's looking at. We're just waiting for confirmation here. Canterbury right now 20-18. Yeah, you can't step out and back in. That's not allowed.
Yeah, you need to get your feet back
that's
in the play.
That's right, which he wouldn't have done. If he stepped out, then he's out of business. Referee has still not confirmed this try here. They're looking long and hard at this. If he's got a tiptoe on the line... And
taken that long, it makes you think that they are looking at something.
Well, he's...
Oh, there might not be an angle, you know.
I reckon he's come back in. He's out.
Try confirmed.
Yeah, he's come back in. So he might have been bumped out, but then he certainly had taken a step or two back in the field of play. Try confirmed. Canterbury officially in front.
This ain't over.
No.
What a game.
You know Parramatta's got some razzle-dazzle about them, and now they'll leave... nothing in the tank. They've been trying to protect the lead. Now they will play from behind. The kick is good. 22-18.
Set up for Moses, this. Oh, what a game. How good is this? Like, 45,000 people here. King's birthday. Two rivals going head-to-head, the back and forth of this game.
Canterbury's fortunes, a lot of things are the reason for the change. One of them is when Connor Tracy was moved into the fullback role, he has given this side an electricity that has just elevated them.
Parra goes short here, Wade.
Have to go short.
So here we go. Gunnison kicks it high into the left. It's got some depth on it. The Parramatta will get there in time. Batted back. Taken by Lane. Parramatta ball. Game not over. Still 4 minutes to go. Parramatta on the attack. Wow. The twists and turns in this game. You've got to think Parramatta probably will score the way the momentum has gone. As it's hit up, one out by Campbell Gillard. Played now to Lussick. Thrown left to Moses. Moses to Brown. Lovely hands. Gunnison out to the wing of Russell. Oh, he is taken here by Wilson, who's jolted the ball free in the tackle. And they can't challenge. I think Wilson has gone straight for the ball there, which could have been deemed a Canterbury knockdown. But it's called a knock-on against Parramatta.
Dan, they had them stripped. They'd stripped him for numbers on only, I think, the second or third play here. Gutherson out the back. He gets the attention of Stephen Crichton. Had they have gone through the hands there, I think they would have scored.
They
created a really good 3-on-2 opportunity. Oh, it's hard in your mouth stuff, this. This is brilliant.
This is one of the games of the year we're witnessing here, and you're listening to on Triple M Footy. Just in terms of drama from start to finish, and there's still 3 minutes left. Now it's Marnie away here to Cherry. He hits it up. It's amazing. You put a big crowd in and things like this happen. Here's Kiros, and he works it up the middle here. And he's brought down. They try and rip it out there, but too strong and too aware. Jacob Kiros for the off-ahead Yowie strip. Here's Tracy rolling it down the middle. Parramatta might only get one real crack at this. Time is not on their side with Canterbury about to wind this down to about 220 once it's played on tackle five by Morin. Now it's Burke, goes high. And this is end over end. This is conservative. And back there to take it is the impressive Blaze Talangi. But he's driven down by the Canterbury defence.
Yeah, it was a great chase. There's 10 blue jerseys in that defensive line. They know the game's on the line here. They're really dialing up the intensity in their D-line.
2:12 to go. Beacon Trade scoreboard. Dogs by four. Gutherson rumbling down the middle. Three Bulldogs are there to bring him down. They've gone up a gear in defence, the Dogs. They can smell it now as Lussick feeding it on the lane and lane. He'll want to offload, but no chance. Four Dogs all over him. That's four tackles gone. Lussick throws left to offhand Gowie. Runs to the line, then gives it to Gutherson. Neat little pass out the side to Brown, but Brown is gang tackled. Morin there along with Sexton. Last. What are they going to do here? Comes to offhand Gowie on to Moses. He's behind halfway. Cut out ball to the right side, Pennicini. Out to Talangi. Little chip kick. Dunk in there with Burton. They're not home, but they're close. And now Burton is dragged out high. Dangerous tackle. That could just about do it. Look at him stand here at Accor Stadium.
Crowd going off.
That was a big play from Matt Burton there. The energy, all the Bulldogs chases. Moses shifts the ball on the last tackle. They've got to. They've got to roll the dice and look for an opportunity to get to the kick. But there's four or five Bulldogs players there in the 79th minute, all ready to just pounce on that. It means so much to them. They're depleted. So wow.
They ran the clock down to 104. Now, these sets can expire very quickly if they're nothing one out runs, but they should get it pretty close to zero here as Bronson Cherry is first to hit it up. Parramatta will be looking for the steal. Now it comes here to Mann. Mann rolls upfield. Here's Marty. Away to Sam Hughes. He rolls up to the 30. 40 seconds to go. Three tackles gone. Crowd getting louder. Marnie away now to Salmon. And Salmon straight into Moses. 22-18 Bulldogs. 30 seconds to go. On tackle number four. Slow play the ball. Here's Marnie. Throwing it on now to Morin. And Morin carries it up. They've got it down to 18 with one tackle left. Just don't kick it dead. Burton, you know they're going to run. Burton hemmed into the corner as by design. And Parramatta will have one play to go 95 metres. Otherwise, it's a Dogs win. Here we go. Everyone here at Accor Stadium is standing for the last play of the game. There's a cut to Pennicini, a little grubber. Back there is Sexton. Goes to grab. Bulldogs win. Bulldogs win.
What a victory.
This is one of the great blue and white victories over the last decade. There is something special happening at Belmore, and the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs are back in the eight and have overcome all sorts of odds against them to beat the Parramatta Eels with two late tries, 22 points to 18. There is not a Bulldogs team over the last few years that would have won a game like this today. But this is different gravy in 2024. The Bulldogs are barking. Oh, what a win.
That was a sensational game. Brilliant win for the Dogs, and obviously I'm pleased about that. But what a game by all 34 players. Like, Parramatta played their part in this contest. Take nothing away from them. The rivalry is building between these two. It's never been away, it's never been dead, but it's back alive. And at its best, when you've got such a big crowd, wow, what a game.
Reid Marnie was in the thick of it with you, Adam Peacock.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Reid Marnie, down here, I mean, we've got Christmas in July, we've got September and June tonight. How was that for you and the players and the lift you got from this atmosphere?
Yeah, that was huge. You know, Parramatta are a great side. They just, you know, this year just haven't clicked. We know how talented they are across the board, and the last few weeks they put some big points on and played some really good footy. And you know, every time we've beaten them the last, you know, or versed them the last few years, they've kind of given us a bit of a touch up, and we haven't been at our best at all. And we versed them in round one, and yeah, they touch us up, and that was, we probably weren't at our best, but tonight I thought we just hung in there. We didn't go in. you know, went into halftime down by two, but it didn't faze us. So we knew we just played a long game, and yeah, that was finals atmosphere. That was down to the wire, and just little moments won big games, and yeah, super special for the boys. It's been a while since the Dogs have won three in a row for a while. I think it's been 7 years or something going into a bye. So yeah, superb effort tonight, huge.
The attitude of the team was there for all to see, but in particular, the moment you lost Kurt Mann to the sin bin, a few of you were all around saying it was encouragement. It wasn't dejection or disappointment. Is that something that's been infused and it's taken a little while to get through the group?
I can't tell you how many times we've trained during the preseason, 12 men. I think we defend better when we have 12. We just go to another level. We just chase after it. We walk straight in towards it. We don't fear it. And yeah, we, you know, off the back of last week, we had two sin bins, and we defended our best. So yeah, superb tonight. It was outstanding. You know, both teams played some really good footy. So yeah, it was a good contest.
A five-year-old's come out with a Gatorade. It's the family club, the Dogs. Up to the boys upstairs.
Hey, Reid, it's Jimmy Graham. Get used to this type of atmosphere. If the Bulldogs keep on winning, my friend, it's a pleasure to be a part of. I just want to ask you about the game plan coming in today. Usually the Dogs favour their left-hand side, but all four tries came to the right. Was that a specific plan for this Parramatta team?
Oh, not overly. I think coming into the game, you know, we had our plan of what we wanted to do, and kind of attack either side, but I had a few late changes at the start of the game, and you know, early on we got some bit of joy and seen some cues on that right edge, so we just kept going down there and taking them on, and I think our right edge were outstanding. Blake Wilson, Connor Tracy out the back, just finishing tries, outstanding.
It is fantastic. Apologies if this has been asked, I was just getting some directions, but Reid, we're seeing Josh Curran smiling up and about. Boy, that must be relieving. I don't know what it's like as a player when you see a player go down like that in the Medicab. I know you've got to be professional and you've got to concentrate on football. Boy, how do you turn that off and get on with it when you see him the way he was?
Oh, it's disappointing, mate. Obviously, Presto as well went off in a stretcher, and yeah, sad to see. You never want to see anyone in the game, you know, go off the field like that. But unfortunately, that's just the game we play. So I hope they're all right. Joshy obviously seems all right on the sidelines, so... yeah, we're checking on Presto, but yeah, just goes to show how gritty we are, and yeah, really, really proud of the boys.
Well done, that's a great win. Well done, Reid.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Reid Marty joining us on Triple M Footy. NIB, as exciting as health insurance gets. NIB.com.au bringing us the interviews, replays for Harvey Norman, and their shop clearance. Their big clearance is on now. TVs, fridges, laptops, furniture, bedding, barbecue, well, everything basically. Big brands, best range, best price, Harvey Norman. And Adam will get us a couple more interviews here. We're going to do a little bit of overtime, gents. I hope you don't mind, because we're going to have about... Do you have to go?
No, well, we're not going to get out of that cup for a while anyway. So let's do another half hour.
Well, hang on. Let's at least pretend to be a bit more charitable.
No, I'm keen.
We're going to have 40,000 in the car parks.
It's the invoice paradox.
choice paradox, invoice paradox.
The car park's going to be full. Yeah. We do an extra 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Round it up to an hour.
But there's plenty to talk about this game. That was a fantastic game. We sensed that coming in. You just felt like there was something special coming with this occasion. And, boy, both teams delivered. That's a famous victory for the Dogs.
So, yeah, we'll do an extended post-game. We might play the last 10 or 11 minutes for all you Doggies fans just getting in the car now. Well, I've got to say, not many would be in the car because they're all lapping this up. They've been waiting years for an afternoon like this. Jacob Kiraz with you, Adam Peacock.
Yeah, loves the club. And I dare say you haven't played a club game too many times like this over the last couple of years. What did it mean to you out there representing this footy club and having a night like this?
Yeah, you know, it's always good representing this club. You know, the club that I grew up loving. You know, I was sitting in these stands once upon a time with a crowd like this. You know, it's the best feeling in the world, and especially for, you know, they. We won the first cup. We had the cup the first year, and they got it last year. And, you know, it's good to, you know, get the cup back.
How would you sum up the last 12 months and how this club has turned from a club that, yeah, could come up with a good weekend of footy and the next week get beaten by 40? And this year, the consistency in the effort and application seems to be there so much. What's the difference?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, a massive shout out to all the new recruits who came. They came from all, you know, professional clubs, and everyone's just buying into it. And obviously the first year, you know, we learnt the systems. It was still new to us, so, you know, it's going to take a bit of time. But I feel like everyone's just buying in. Everyone, you know, everyone here wants to win. Everyone's willing to, you know, go to, you know, literally extent where our lungs are going to fall off. But, you know, that's what we want to do for each other. The connection we've got with the boys is unreal. And I'm so happy to be part of these boys.
To the boys upstairs, you got something?
Yeah, g'day, Jacob. Firstly, congratulations, mate. Plenty of adversity out there for the team, a couple of serious injuries, a man in the bin. You've played for a few seasons now. Is that one of the best victories you've played in?
Yeah, thanks for that as well. Yeah, that's up there. You know, this year we've been big on, you know, just, you know, going, you know, stuff's not going to go our way in the game, especially sin bin, but I feel like the connection we've built with this group is just like going towards it. You know, when there's a sin bin, as bad as funny as it sounds, we all look at each other and we all laugh and we're like, we just go with it. And, you know, we train for all this stuff, so it's good, just, you know, all the boys just working hard for each other. You know, it wasn't perfect tonight. It wasn't a good start. It wasn't the way we wanted it. But, yeah, I'm just so glad we got the 2 points. And, yeah, I love this group.
Jacob, it's Jimmy Graham here. Congratulations on the victory, your personal performance. And, Matt, it's just great to hear you speak because you were one of these people in blue and white on the sideline cheering this team on, and you are now living that dream. I barely don't even know what to ask you as a question. Matt, I'll ask you about the mindset. You talk about the look in the eye, but it's a trained mindset to dig in when you go down to 12. When Kerkman left the field, it seems as though you're all just automatically in sync and you click and you know you've got each other's back.
Yeah, 100%, you know. And like you said, I was literally a fan. Literally sitting here, and I love this club so much. And, you know, all these boys, the new boys that came, they love the club so much. So, yeah, it's so good what we've built this year. And, you know, I feel like this is just the start. And, you know, with the... we can go places. It's just up to us.
What's your favourite memory as a Dogs fan?
The Ben Barber try in the corner. Yeah, I was there.
Hey, guys, he's got to go because he's got to collect the I Give Cup. But Josh Adokar just dacked him mid-interview there. And didn't miss a beat, Jacob Graz. He's a real performer.
Thank you, guys. Thanks
he's
for having
healthy.
Me.
Well done, Jacob. Yes, 45,000 here to see a massive Bulldogs win. They go to 7-6. We'll go through the ladder shortly. I don't think the Dogs, yes, have had one bye. We'll go through that properly. Yes, I've had one bye. So the only club that hasn't had a bye are the Cowboys, but Bulldogs certainly deserve to be in the eight. The thing they've got on their side is for and against. That's a rare close win for them because they've been putting on some scores. But again, we'll go through that a little bit later. They're ahead of the Broncos on the ladder. So that's a team that was in last year's grand final and one of the premiership favourites. Dogs are ahead of them, and we're past the midway point of the season. Triple M rocks the footy here. Stephen Crichton with the I Forgive Cup. And the Dogs there.
Good to see Josh Corin up and about.
Well, he's pulling bloke's pants down now. He must be fine.
Yeah, well I think initially when he went down, I thought it was a neck injury.
Yeah.
But
we're getting a few, pitch invaders here.
Yeah, to producer Charlie White, there's a difference between a pitch invader and a streaker. Because we all went silent and looked for the individual, someone in some normal clothes. That's a bit of a letdown.
I think they might be protesters. The problem is they've left their run late. It's a bad job by them because we've had three of them now all after the game. There's not going to be a camera anywhere near them. So they're all wearing the same colour clothing from what I've seen. But I think there might be a message on there. On their clothing, but nothing doing there. Should we take a break, Charlie? No, we're going to keep going. We've got no ads, have we? All right, Steve Crichton, I'm told, hopefully will join us shortly, so we'll keep going. He's looking at images of Toby Sexton. He's been terrific, hasn't he? A good game from him today. With so much to like about this dog side. Connor Tracy and his role. Talk about the resilience.
They lose Haywood early. They lost Curran pretty Preston. Early. They lose Preston midway through the second half. In comes the 18th man.
Did he even play?
I think Turpin got two tackles, so he barely played. Oh. Like that's the ability of this team to... Well, they clearly fit.
Yep.
Their identity is they fit and they work hard for one another. There's no big standout player, especially in the middle of the park. They just have each other's back. Look at the difference in size of the Parramatta forwards versus the Bulldogs forwards. Now, I know Parra got some momentum and they got some offloads, but how many times did we see Bulldogs players driving Parramatta players back?
Yeah,
that's just attitude, Wade.
100%. And they kept fighting. Now, Parramatta did have an opportunity with man in the bin to really put the Bulldogs away, but just their willingness to turn up, their commitment to defence, the force errors, believing, you know, what they were doing. It just frustrated the Parramatta Eels, and every time they looked like they were, had a half opportunity to put them away, a dog just turned up, and there were some big plays. Matty Burton kicked the 40-20. They were disallowed a try off a forward pass, which is a line ball call at best. So just the willingness to compete, to stay in the fight, trust where they were going, and they come away with, again, a famous victory. And I didn't know they had the bye last week, but it makes it even more important because they get a victory three in a row. They have a week's rest now, and they can launch into the back end of this season.
We'll go through their draw on the other side of the break. Beautiful moment there, Steve Crichton, with the Abdullah family, and you should have seen the kids' eyes light up when he handed them the big bright pink shoes and the headgear as well. So he's put a smile on their faces, and Canterbury hoists the I Forgive Cup in honour of the Abdullah family. So what an afternoon here as the Bulldogs win again. Kurt Mann, well, he'll be a relieved man. He was very good when he was on the field. He's with you, Adam Peacock.
He was. Just before I speak to Kurt, it was a lovely moment with the Abdullah family and Stephen Crichton, who went off to see his family. I was trying to get a chat with him as well. I wanted to chat to Kurt, but should have seen the boys from the Abdullah family, the look on their face when Stephen Crichton handed over the headgear and the boots. It just made their week, month, year, whatever. But Kurt Mann is here, and it speaks volumes for the type of leader that Stephen Crichton is as well, Kurt. Firstly, a word about Stephen and what he means to this group.
Mate, everyone knows what sort of player he is, but a lot of people that, you know, aren't sort of in and around the training group all the time, you kind of miss the little things that he does, mate. He's people forget how young he is, you know. He's such a mature head, and me being one of the older players, mate, I'm learning things off this kid who's, you know, probably 6-7 years younger than me, and you know, whatever I can do to support him and in his leadership journey, which is, he's already taken massive steps, mate. The things he's implemented in the club and the culture he's brought with him, all the boys are jumping on board now, and it's working wonders for us.
What was sold to you to attract you to the club, as opposed to what you have noticed since you've been there from day one to a night like this? How would you sum that up?
Mate, they pretty much, you know, they sold it to me in what we're doing, really. You know, it was, they'd signed a few new players and this and that, but, you know, Gus and Ciro, they knew they had a vision, and they knew where they wanted to go. So they got certain players in from other clubs and that. And, you know, I think each week we've been improving, and I think there's still a lot more room for improvement in us as well.
Killer, it's Jamaria. Congratulations on the victory today. I just want to ask you about what the talk was like going into this game. You play in the middle. It's a mismatch in size when you come up against the likes of Borlo, Campbell, Gillard, Hopgood, Sean Lane, Offa Hengawi, Wiramu, Greg. How did you get it over them?
We had a big emphasis on the front door battle, mate. That was probably the big thing, you know. They're big, powerful side, and I think they use that to their advantage. That's when they're playing their best footy, you know, they're playing powerful and coming straight through the middle third. So we just, you know, we're not the biggest pack, so our emphasis was on locking the front door and, you know, just taking it to them. We knew if we got them in a few grinds, you know, our mobility is probably our strength, so the only way to bring that out is just to get them in a few back and forward grinds and, you know, wear them down slowly. So We the first half was a bit stop-start, so we couldn't really get the grinds on, but then the second half, I think we managed to get a fair few more on.
Kurt, congratulations, mate. What about this crowd? 40-plus thousand turn up for a club game. I know it's a public holiday, but it must be appreciative to play in front of a crowd like this.
Yeah, definitely, mate. You know, the crowds that have been turning up week in, week out here for our home games have been amazing. You know, especially, you know, people talk about the Bulldogs crowds as well when you're playing against them. You know, they're pretty hostile, but they get behind you really quickly as well when you're going good. So, you know, I'd love to see them just keep turning up every week for us.
All right, we better let you go, but just quickly, how'd you spend the 10 minutes in the bin? Were you watching it on a monitor, or you couldn't bear to watch?
Oh, mate, I was biting my fingernails off in there. I was that nervous, but the boys hung on there, and I was sure they had a bit of relief getting the 13th person back on the field.
I bet you were. Anyway, great win. Well done, Kurt.
Cheers, well, mate. Thank you.
Kurt Mann, one of the experienced players brought on this year. It's amazing they all talk about fitness. Such a simple thing, isn't it? Like Shane Flanagan and the Dragons. Why are they winning this year? And he said, well, they're fit. It's amazing that simple thing and what that breeds in terms of resilience and all the things surrounding the sort of performance we saw today from the Dogs.
Yeah, well, you hear all those torturous pre-season stories about all the hard work that goes into it. And there's a reason. You need to be conditioned to handle the week-in, week-out battle of the NRL. But when you really unlock a group who enjoy the hard work, enjoy the hard work together. That's when you start making inroads to be a successful team. There's no shortcut or easy way to the top, and you need a whole group that's fully invested and enjoy working hard together. Isn't that right, Gemma?
Yeah, it sure is, mate. Like, everybody walks away from pre-season and go, they worked hard, but sometimes the proof's in the pudding in what your level of performance is. And clearly, at Canterbury, you can see it when you face adversity in terms of, let's not forget, Viliami Kikau missing, Josh Adakar missing, two of their best players. Three players go down through injury. They go down to 12. Easy options there is you just crumble and fold, and Bulldogs of yesteryear would have done that. They would have taken the easy option, but because of the level of conditioning, they trust in one another, they trust in their systems, they just don't go away.
All right, we're going to take a break. Good job by Adam Peacock there with all those interviews, and on the sideline, great effort by him this afternoon. Great effort by the Bulldogs. All you Doggies fans, stay tuned. We're going to come out the other side of the break. We'll go through the ladder, go through their draw. I'm going to ask these two, is this mob going to the finals? They've got some challenges ahead with some players perhaps unavailable, but boy, they're a damn easy side to like the way they play rugby league in 2024. And we'll play the last 10 minutes. We'll replay that so all you Doggies fans here in P1 and P5 can marinate in what you just saw. The Bulldogs are back and they've beaten Parramatta 22 points to 18. Triple M rocking the footy here. Thanks to McDonald's and thanks to Ream Hot Water. And here is our Specsavers Player of the Day.
Book an appointment with an audiology professional at specsavers.com.au/hearing. T's and C's apply. The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
5 minutes to go. 2 points the margin. Sexton away to Tracy. Runs down the right side. Oh, Sexton. He is on the inside. Cuts to the outside to Blake Wilson.
Shut up! The
foot
is on Triple M!
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Canterbury 22-18, replay of the last dramatic moments coming up here on Triple M footy as we do post-game here, Ream Hot Water and Maccas. James Graham, Wade Graham here with Dan Ganane. Why did Parramatta not win that game, Wade?
Well, they were in the contest. I just think they probably could have handled that 10 minutes when Mann was in the bin a little bit better. They had some half opportunities, they created momentum, but instead of just being a little bit patient and building their sets, it's like they felt like they had to score straight away, get some points as a reward for being with the extra man. And listen, Bulldogs were there and they turned up and they forced some errors, but no doubt that'll feature in the video tomorrow for Parramatta, the review session, how they could have maybe handled that a little bit better, that period when they had that extra man.
Moses, enough to say he should be in the Origin team?
Oh, I think he did all he could. He created the two tries in the first half, and the second half probably wasn't as good as the first half. But the Bulldogs, it's hard to beat a team on your own. So he'll get another audition. He'll be better for that run. He'll get another game next week.
Yeah, they play the Roosters.
Yeah, well, that's the perfect audition for him, a nice, tough game against the Roosters. And really, it's a must-win. It's getting to the must-win stage for Parramatta. So expect Mitch Moses to stand up next week and really throw his hat in the ring.
All right, the ladder after
Parramatta are gone.
Oh,
they're not gone for this year. They've got 11 games left. They'd need to win 9.
If they won this, start to build a case. Yeah. But, gee, it's going to be hard. Melbourne 22, Cronulla 22, Penrith 20. So your top three has just got a touch of separation. Dolphins with the bye, 18. Canberra 18, their fifth. Wow, well done them. Then a wall of teams. Roosters 16, Dogs 16, Brisbane 16. That's your eight. Dragons 16. So you've got Canterbury and the Dragons, who haven't been near it for years, all in a tie for sixth. The Bulldogs are officially seventh. Warriors, Rising Warriors on 15, Manly 15, Cowboys 14, Newcastle 14. My word, within 2 points we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams. What a fabulous race to the finish this is going to be. Then the bottom four teams, Parramatta, Gold Coast and South on 10, and the Tigers on 8. We wiped the last four, with all due respect to Parramatta. So we're down to 13. 13, and we're at the midway, or in fact, just past the midway point of the season. Now, Canterbury, 7-6. The news on Jacob Preston, suspected broken leg. So that's nasty. Yes or no, Kurt Mann gets suspended for his pretty nasty crusher tackle.
I think he's in some trouble, I think.
We see some conjecture around the crusher and how the attacker can manipulate the position sometimes, but Kurt Mann there's two players in the tackle, back to it, and he jumps and leaves the ground, so that's not good.
That's the old fact. That's when that tackle started coming in. So, he's going to unfortunately spend some time on the sidelines. And Josh Curran, thankfully, okay. He was up and about, remarkably, after being KO'd. Bailey Haywood was knocked out as well. Both Category 1s. Canterbury have a bye next week. We'll go through their draw in a second. But let's go through the man of the match. Jimmy, you've got this one for Employment Hero. From hired to retired, Employment Hero's HR, recruitment and payroll software handles it all. Employment Solve, search Employment Hero today.
Yeah, very difficult to just come up with three players. It was a quality game of football with some real standouts. But one point will go to Connor Tracy. Real difference out the back for the Dogs. Took some difficult high balls, and I think he's got three try assists as well. So big tick for his performance. 2 points to Mitchell Moses. Without him, power aren't in the game. They're a completely different side when he plays for them. If only that injury didn't happen, maybe we'd be looking at a bit more positivity for Parramatta season 2024, but it's not to be. 3 points go to Stephen Crichton. He was absolutely outstanding tonight for the Bulldogs, and in those moments of adversity, you look for your leaders, and he's cool, calm, collected, and inspiring.
Remember at the start of the season when he was made captain? He's a centre. He's been at the club for 5 minutes. How can you make him a captain? Well, it's proven to be an inspired choice. Now, gents, we've only got a minute or so before we go to the replay of the finish. Let's go through Canterbury's draw here. By next week, which they desperately need. Then, great game, Roosters, round 16, pre-Origin. So, the Dogs will have Crichton missing.
Burton as well?
Burton, possibly. Possibly.
Yeah.
Probably.
Kickout may be back.
Roosters have got to stack out. Then, next home game is here, Friday night against the Sharks. Then the Warriors here, who are no easy beats. Cowboys up there. Brisbane at Suncorp. Gee, it's a pretty nasty draw. Round 22, they play Canberra at Belmore. That is going to be an enormous game. I won't go through the rest of it, but do they make the 8? Given if they get the 13, their current 4 and against is probably good enough if they get the 13 win. So they'd have to win 6 of the next 11.
I think they can. And again, the confidence in their defensive line. Today was an opportunity for them to probably maybe fade out and lose this game through the adversity with the injuries and going man out. But they had the spirit. They found their spirit. They found their team. And they snatched a victory. And they're only going to improve. We mentioned those guys they're missing. And, you know, they only play practically with 15 today, really. So, you know, I think they're going to head in the right direction and play finals footy.
I see here round 24, Dogs are in Bundaberg. So, Wade, expect the call because I expect Jimmy Graham to be unavailable for that game. Is that the case? Because he was available for us last year and he was useless. So, we might just make a decision.
They're playing on the Saturday this time, Dan.
Oh, they do too.
Yeah,
well, hang on, that could be worse. Oh, hang on, that's pre. All right. Well, what a thoroughly enjoyable afternoon, gentlemen. Back on Thursday night for Sharks and Dolphins. But Doggies fans, enjoy this as Triple M rocks the footy. Shut up. The footy's
on Triple M. Triple M rocks footy. Full-time highlights for Mitre 10. Get expert service trusted by the trade at your local Mitre 10 trade centre.
Parramatta with two tackles left. Brown to Moses on the right. This is the Gutherson. Out it goes. Try time for Blaze to Lungy, who plants it down in the corner.
Comes to Haywood, up to the 20. Throws to Sexton. Runs for the line. Gives it to Tracy. Beautiful hands. Crichton score. That is delectable rugby league from the Bulldogs. Open up the right. Here's Marnie firing it out to Mann. Mann to the line. Then to Sexton. Long ball to Crichton. Crichton puts up footwork. Then on to Blake Wilson, who scores. Blake Wilson is over. Moses runs on the last. Beats one. Flick pass. Outside the Cartwright. 3-on-2. Cartwright pins the ears back. Then throws inside the Penasini and scores the try. Now comes to Burton, who has a runner. Wow. Puts up a torpedo kick. Good luck, Gutho. And he misses it. Bounces towards Wilson. Wilson takes it and scores. What a weapon.
Yeah, Wilson. Wilson's in front of the kicker, so it won't stand.
So, yeah, that's a real shame for Canterbury. On the next edge, 12 away, short side play. Beautiful pass from Brown. And it's on a luggy, and he crashes over. That's a Dylan Brown special. Sexton on the left. Beautiful flat pass to Chong. And I'm not sure that's right. That's not a poor pass. That is a shocking call from Peter Goff.
It's in the bin.
He's going to get 2 or 3 weeks for that Kurt, man. So off he goes. 13 on 12. 40-20 attempt here from Burton. He's got angle. He's got distance. Gunnison. Card depth. Oh, yes, he does. No, the flag's up. It's a sensational play from Burton. Tracy, he wrong foots one, wrong foots another. Inside ball to Cronin, and he scores. This game had to have a grandstand finish, and Canterbury are going to take this to distance. 5 minutes to go, 2 points the margin. Sexton away to Tracy, runs down the right side. Through Sexton, he is on the inside, comes to the outside to Blake Wilson. Canterbury will take the lead. Wilson scores. Dogs in front. Dogs are barking. This is one of the great blue and white victories over the last decade. And the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs are back in the eight and have overcome all sorts of odds against them to beat the Parramatta Eels with 2 late tries, 22 points to 18.
For McDonald's and Remont Water, Triple M rocks footy. Triple M footy lives on listener. Catch all our games, interviews, replays, and more. That's LISTNR.